The interview stopped working, so we're just gonna
pick up where we left off at, how did you meet?
How did we meet? Yes. Your mother, well, I'll tell my side of the story first. Okay. Your mother was going to Colby Sawyer College, and I just wound up there with a friend, and we were hanging out, and I was walking down the hallway, excuse me, by myself. I think, I don't even know what I was doing. I was probably just tired of, well, I was probably tired of the people I was hanging around with or something. So I was just walking down the hallway, and I turned to the side, and I looked down this hallway, and there was this cute girl on her phone, and I went, hey. And she just fell in love with me instantly. I couldn't get her away from me after that. That's my side of the story. Actually, I said, do you believe in love at first sight? And I said, or do you need me to walk by again?
That is not what he said. But he is kind of funny, because, yeah, I was going to school up there, and I was in the hallway talking on the phone, and my phone cut out. Like, it went dead.
Who are you talking to?
An ex-boyfriend. Oh. And my phone cut out, died, it was a cordless phone. And he is coming down the hallway, and he said, hey. I was like, hi. And he's like, do you remember me? I'm like, no. Oh, come on, you remember me. I'm like, no, I don't think so. Like, how, where would I know you from? He's like, oh, come on, you really don't remember me? And he kept me going for a little while, and then I said, I really don't know, I'm sorry. And he's like, oh, you really don't know me, but my name's Jay anyway. So, yeah, and then since then, we've been together.
How smooth was I?
Yeah, he was pretty smooth.
I don't know what happened.
He liked to talk like Jerry. He liked to talk like Jerry Seinfeld.
Only because it made you laugh.
Yeah. Yep.
So were you not in the Marines then? Or were you... No?
No, he was out.
I was after. Excuse me. Mm. You never... Your mother never knew me as a jarhead.
Nope. So how old are you when you got married?
So when we met...
And when?
I was 19. And he was 22.
22? 23?
19, 22, 22. You were 22. 22, yeah. And then, I think it was 6 months later you asked me to marry you?
No, it was more than that.
No. Yeah. We met in November, and you asked me in May.
Oh, then we didn't get married for a year after
that. No, we didn't get married for a year. Yeah. So. Yeah. But then, so we were, I was 20. Dad was 23 when we got married. Yep.
How was your wedding?
How was it?
Yeah.
It was a fun time.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really fun. I think all my friends from Ashby came up.
Yeah.
There was a hotel. It was, what was the name of it?
Holiday Inn.
Was it a Holiday Inn?
Yeah.
Where that new hotel is now that we've only been to once.
The one that got torn down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like all my friends were there. My family and friends, they were all there.
Yeah.
And, so they all, it was fun. Yeah. It was a memorable time. Yeah. At a reception at your mother's parents' house.
It was nothing fancy.
Nothing fancy, no.
Yeah.
No, because...
We
had the reception at the hall there.
At the senior citizens hall.
Yeah, we had the wedding at that church, then the reception, which was a blast. And then it just continued on at your parents' house.
Yeah.
But just the fact that so many people from Ashby came out, I thought was pretty cool. And they like to have fun. So.
Yeah. I think that was a big part of what makes your day special is when you're surrounded by people that care about you and love you and have a good time.
Yep. Yep. Davey and Doug. That's funny. Yeah. It was good. Time. It was fun.
It was a good time.
Okay. So, how'd you feel when you found out you were going to be a parent to me?
I was excited. I wanted to have kids right away, but we had waited.
Mother was very excited. Tears. Yeah. It's like tears excited.
Yeah. I think we had been married 4 years.
About 4 years. Three or four.
Yeah. I was very, very excited.
I was scared. But excited. But I remember, I'm like, wow. Whoa.
We would be, you know, my parents especially always like told us, you know, that I don't want to say we were frivolous, but my parents would always were very simple, kind of like,
yeah.
You know, don't spend money on silly things, and you know, they thought, you know, we'd just decide the drop of a hat to go spend a weekend at Hampton, you know, and they were just like, well, you can't do that if you have a baby. And we're like, yeah, we can. We just have to bring the baby with us. So it was, you know, it was exciting. I know. You know, I guess our family was going to start. For sure.
Hmm. How did you choose my name?
Dad chose your name.
Yep.
Were there any other names that you wanted to name me?
I don't think so.
No. I loved your mother's middle name, Jolene. I thought that was a beautiful name.
What if I was a boy?
I don't think we picked out a boy name.
We didn't. We did not even have a boy name.
Yeah, and we didn't find out. We didn't find out ahead of time if you were going to be a girl or a boy. So, yeah, I don't think we...
Nope.
I think we were going to be up a creek if we weren't having a girl.
You were a surprise, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you were a complete surprise.
What was I like as a baby / small child?
What were you
adorable.
Like as a baby? Yeah, you were...
very self... occupied, very self-sufficient,
always happy, very always
happy.
Smiling. You weren't one to act up.
Nope.
In stores and stuff, like,
no.
And
we did
one
time.
I was always calling, like, I'm glad Mikey doesn't act like that.
Yeah,
we'd say that all the time. And yeah, you both, you were always very well behaved as young.
Yeah, you had a fit in a store one time and that was it, because I brought you out. Didn't put up with that. And yeah, no, you were always, you would go in your room and look at books.
Oh, yeah.
And
you were always creative, yeah.
You would read the book, right? And then you would put it to the side, and then you'd go to the next book, and, you know, you sat there for hours.
Or in a toy box.
In a toy box, yeah. Little people, you love little people.
Little people, yes. Oh, my Lord, the fascination with little people, yep.
You had that Blue's Clues That's jumpsuit. Right. You wore that all the time. You loved Blue's Clues.
Yeah.
You were very, very independent.
Well behaved.
What was your favorite memory of me? From any age.
Goodness.
Favorite memory. A lot of favorite memories, but one thing that you did that was funny, I'll say, is you used to make up words that, remember, Ife for knife, light bot for light bulb, like, that was pretty funny.
I think one of my faves is how proud I was of you with your cheerleading when you guys went to Disney and everything.
Yeah.
Just the commitment you did. And I remember she's so sick going to those. Springfield.
I remember, like, being sick.
You were so
twice.
Sick, but yet when it was time to go, the smile was there. Boom, and you were just beaming. And
that would probably be one of my favorite memories: is going to Disney with you. And your dad always has told you how, like, you.
Oh yeah.
Did not really like having your picture taken, but when we were at the princess breakfast, every princess that would come by, you'd be like, murr, 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 you know, and then when it was time to take the picture, you'd be like, ping. Like beaming, you know, smile, and then as soon as the flash went off, it was
back
to
okay. Where's my chicken nugget?
Yeah, where's my coloring book? You know, you didn't want to have anything.
But you wouldn't know from the pictures. Yeah, every picture was like the happiest.
But we have great pictures because you would smile for that. Yeah, and you were not having Animal Kingdom. You just wanted to play with your Winnie the Pooh characters and your Legos.
Yeah. That was a memory.
That was funny. Yeah.
What are you looking forward to in the future for me specifically?
I'm very excited to see what you do with your life. I think that, you know, you have some high ambitions, and I'm very proud of you for, you know, choosing the path that you're choosing, you know, going to college, and you know that it's important, and you know the marine biology thing, that you're opening yourself up to so much, you know, and yeah, I'm looking forward to, obviously, later on down the road, having family gatherings and things like that with you and your sister and all of us. I'm looking forward to starting our own big family traditions again, you know, so, yeah. Proud of you.
What was the question again? Well, your mother went on and on. It was something.
What are you looking forward to in the future for me?
How you handle college. How you handle college
life. It stopped again.
Is it shut off at a certain time?
No, the first time it stopped at 8 minutes, then it stopped at 11 minutes.
Excuse me. Good lord.
I'll just pick up with you saying whatever.